Hey, anybody seen my beeper? Now, that one's not mine. Well, anyway, it was complete chip burnout with floppy disk failure. A real total system dump, you know? For certain. And I told the output user, hey, would I de-res my own program? Come on, man, don't call me. Call PG&E. And go somewhere and have a meltdown, man. Like, burn out. Then I went down to the shack to get some sub-miniature dip relays. And get this, the salesman gave me a new plastic pocket protector. I scanned that new program down in word processing, the one with the huge memory banks. Yeah, Julie. Punch my code? I am certain. When I first saw her, I thought, whoa, give me a microsecond. Could I trip her kip relay or what? She sort of smiles at me, and I'm thinking, I have got to access this chick. But should I go subroutine or main program, you know? So I just subtly invade her spatial arena and introduce myself for starts. Hi, I'm Ray Fifo. After a few casual edit statements, I can tell this unit really digs me. I mean, it's modem to the max. The program computes, right? We make plans to meet at her place, and I get there, and she is online. I mean, like she's wearing all this software. I'm calculating the access time to her front-end processor, and there is phase jitter entering all my charge-coupled devices. Her ambient temperature's rising, and she is alpha-fluxing right before my eyes. We skip dinner. After a RAM refresh time interval, she says to me, Ray, I'm all decoded now. I think you better go. And I say, okay, program, I can handle the end sum. And Ray, she says, I hope you won't de-res me in the morning. And I say, moi, de-res a cute little program like you? Hey, I'm a Silicon Valley guy. Come here, you catalytic data, you. Give master control a little phase jitter. Punch my code. Did I ever show you my cathode ray? It is really tubular. Gag me with a microchip. Hey, where is...